You're tuned to Arizona's favorite home improvement resource. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
We're going to get to the phone lines. William from Tucson has called and been very patient. And why we bring William into the conversation, I want to encourage all of you that are listening to us right now, both homeowners and contractors, please take part in our poll that we're conducting this Saturday morning. If you've ever had to make an insurance claim as a homeowner, we'd like to know the name of your insurance company and rate them on a scale of 1 to 10. 1, this experience was so horrible it forced you to go find another policy, or 10, it was absolutely settled to your complete satisfaction. You felt like they were fair, you were fair with them, and the experience was as good as could be expected. So the homeowners, I want to know from you, rate and score your insurance companies. You can do that by website, info@rosieonthehouse.com. You can call us at 1-888-767-4348. We'd like to hear the good and the bad. Of course, you can reach us on Facebook. Then I want the contractors, and I know I have a lot of contractors listening constantly. I want you contractors, the roofers, the air conditioning contractors, the painting guys, the stucco guys that have had to deal with the insurance companies. I want you to rate the insurance companies from your side of the story as to which ones are a 1 and which ones are a 10. This isn't anything we may make public. Maybe 2 or 3 or 4 of the names that score an 8 or above.
That's a great
idea. We may do that. Yep. And we just won't say anything about the people that score 4 and below.
They'll be on that blacklist you talked earlier.
They'll be under lock and key.
Lock and key blacklist.
With the blacklist that never sees the light of day. With that said, let's go down to Tucson. Romy, did you have a okay. Let's go down to Tucson. Welcome William into the conversation with a question for our insurance expert, Clay Jansen of Focus Insurance Services of Phoenix. Good morning, William. How can we help?
Good morning. I'm in the process of assuming ownership of a 82-83 Nomad Park Model 8x40 trailer with two tip-outs. It also has an enclosed 30-foot porch Arizona room on the property. It has two storage sheds. Is that one, being an 82 or 83, still eligible as an owner to get insurance on that?
Yeah, you can pretty much insure just about any home or home-based, whether it was a trailer or a mobile home, et cetera. So what I would ask first, and this is probably where most agents would ask, is it permanent? I'm assuming it is. It sounds like it's been, well-designed to be set there in place.
It's been there ever since it was brand new on the same property.
Yeah, so absolutely, that is definitely eligible for insurance. But the secret of that, William, is chat with your agent or feel free to give us a call offline, maybe on Monday, and we would be more than happy to walk you through exactly with a policy type, because a lot of folks make this, again, Rosie wanted to talk about misconceptions. A lot of folks try to put a homeowner's policy sometimes on the wrong type of home. And it really boils down to when you have that claim, all of a sudden you've got an issue and the insurance company says, hey, that wasn't written right.
Sure. So I thought you were talking about home security. And I actually had a question about that. Can I ask a quick one on that, too?
Yeah. Oh, hey, yeah, shoot.
We're here for you, William.
Okay. My aunt bought the property, and my late cousin, who died in the Philippines a year ago last week, lived in it. And the previous owner, prior to 95, that I guess bought it apparently brand new, had ADT security in there.
Fair. Yep.
Is ADT, I mean, I know the name, they've been around for many, many decades. Are they one of the top alarm company companies that monitor the security of your home when you pay a monthly or annual fee to them?
Well, yeah, they're one of the largest.
Well, they're not on our blacklist.
Yeah. They're definitely one of the largest, William. We see them a lot. A lot of our clients have ADT. There's lots of great reputable alarm companies out there. We were talking earlier.
It could be I could find a local contractor that has an alarm company here in Tucson and give just as good service too, right?
So this isn't a weekend home up in the mountains. This is something Tucson.
Be mine and my wife's permanent home. We're going to get a second place up in the White Mountains for the summer to get away when it's really hot in Phoenix and Tucson, of course. But this particular one, since I'm inheriting it and I'm getting it virtually for nothing, I'm definitely going to live there and enjoy it, of course.
Good.
I would say, yeah, maybe interview a couple of different alarm companies. And don't be shy from those national companies. Local companies are great. Don't forget, they're monitoring through phone satellite, you know, type of thing. So don't be shy. I mean, I would reach out to them, reach out to a couple local alarm companies and maybe do some interviews. But they all should be really good.
And the one in Tucson we have worked with in the past is Acura Systems of Tucson. There's also Select Security Systems. We'll get both of those contact names and numbers for you off the air, William. They'll make sure and take good care of you.
Now, let's talk about some of these insurance companies that are scoring down low and you're not feeling like you're being treated fair. All the estimates you're getting for the repair are, let's say, $10, and the insurance company is saying, we only value it at $3. What is the homeowner's options at that point?
After you've worked with your agent, after you've worked with the insurance company, there's two big steps I think you can take. One, and I would take this next one first, work with a licensed bonded contractor. They can be your best friend, your best advocate, to make sure that they can communicate directly to the insurance company what exactly that is.
And make sure they're familiar with navigating the protocol of an insurance
That's
claim.
Right.
There are insurance specialists. When we get back, we'll cover a couple of the other points necessary to make sure you're being treated fairly by your insurance company when we get back.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.